buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with Mr. Bob Dio on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show. And together we welcome you to the program. The program is called Buckmaster, and we're here. That's a coincidence. It is Wednesday, December the 12th, 2018. Hope the week is going well for you. You're listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. The station has, of course, 24-hour live streaming. All of our programs, the complete show archive, is available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, 790-2040. If there's anything you would like to, a question you would like to ask or a comment during the hour, give us a call. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes, the executive director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She is a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. Dr. Mazes is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her on her website, victoriamazesmd.com, or follow her on Twitter at vmazes. Dr. Mazes joining us on the live line. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well, and it's that time of year. Many people, of course, look forward to the holiday season and the start of a new year. It often provides an opportunity to spend some quality time with family, take a few days off from work, or go on a winter getaway. But with the holiday season, it can be very stressful. And a new poll by the American Psychological Association shows, Dr. Mazes, that 8 out of 10 people anticipate increased stress over the holidays. How's that? 8 out of 10.
Yeah, a lot. And so, you know, it's worthwhile thinking about, well, what is it that causes that increased stress? Sometimes it's unrealistic expectations about the holidays. Not everybody has a, you know, perfect family that they've come from and get to go back and celebrate the holidays with. Sometimes it's the financial pressures, because this can be an expensive time of year for people as they buy gifts for others. And sometimes it's just, you know, all the additional social commitments that can overload and cause stress.
Well, yeah, and the social commitments, everybody seems to be having a long list this time of year, and that does cause a lot of stress, because during the year, of course, it's all sort of evened out a little bit more, but it all seems to be so compressed, doesn't it, during this time of year?
Well, it can be. And, you know, sometimes with those social activities, we don't, eat as well as we normally eat. And that can affect our sense of well-being. We sometimes drink more alcohol than we're used to drinking, and that can affect our sense of well-being. We may not sleep as long or as well. So all of those can also contribute to more stress.
Let's talk about some of the strategies for dealing with that. In fact, there have been some surveys showing the number one stress issue, Dr. Mazes, are financial considerations during the holidays.
Yeah, so I think that that's really a good thing to be paying attention to and thinking about, well, what is one's budget for purchasing gifts or special foods for celebrations, and really making a plan about what you can afford to spend and then sticking to it. We mostly know that gifts don't buy us happiness, right? And so paying attention to, you know, what is it that I can afford to spend?
And probably you should set some kind of a spending budget. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So having a budget and also remembering that sometimes some of the loveliest gifts are things that one makes oneself. We can exchange things, you know, things that are gently used or maybe not even used that we think someone else will like. And sometimes people are most moved when we donate to a charity in their name as opposed to buying something for them that maybe they don't need.
Let's talk about a big one, getting plenty of exercise.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite sayings that I like to remind people of when they talk about feeling stressed or anxious is comes from the Zen tradition, and it's a Zen proverb, and it says you should sit in meditation for 20 minutes every day unless you're too busy, and then you should sit for an hour. And I think that that proverb could be expanded for any of the self-care. You know, when the going gets rough, we often lose our self-care. We say we don't have time to exercise, we don't have time to meditate, we don't have time to get 8 hours of sleep, we don't have time to cook a healthy meal, and yet that's when we need it most. We need our self-care most when we're going through stressful times. And so, you know, I think even just the awareness of, okay, the holidays are stressful, how am I doing with my exercise? Am I sure that I'm budgeting time for that every day?
How do we boost mood? There's such a thing called the production of endorphins in the brain. Could you address that for us and how exercise and other types of physical activity kind of stimulate the endorphins?
Yeah, so endorphins are these wonderful chemicals in your brain that make you happy, and exercise, as you mentioned, is one of the ways to activate them. But I think that, people sometimes know, they know that they have a runner's high. There's something called a helper's high. So, for example, I have friends who spend their holidays volunteering at a soup kitchen where they are clearly exercising that value of being altruistic to others, and that can lead to that kind of sense of high or well-being. So the good news is that a lot of healthful activities can actually make you feel good and better about yourself, and more aware of, you know, some of the positives that we have in our lives, grateful for the things that we do have.
How much exercise would you recommend during the holidays? At least how many minutes, perhaps per day? Or is there a minimum we can do? A couple of three times a week? I mean,
I mean, the general recommendation is 30 minutes most days of the week, and I think that there's a lot of evidence to support that. The good news is it doesn't have to be done all at once, and so, you know, some of that exercise could be gotten if you drive to work, that you park further from your place of work, so maybe you get 5 or 10 minutes walking in and out to the office, you know, so you've got a little bit there. You can take a walk if you have a dog, you know, go for a walk with your dog. If you can get to one of our beautiful parks or canyons and take a longer walk on the weekend. But I think that it's just good to start wherever you can, knowing that 30 minutes is the goal. But for some people, that sense of real robust well-being will come with more than 30 minutes, and it's an individual thing.
What about walking versus jogging? What's the research show on that, Dr. Mazes?
Well, you know, the evidence is really, really strong for walking just overall, and that's good news because, you know, unless you really have some kind of bad problem, arthritis in your knees or hips, I mean, most of us can walk lifelong, and so it can become a practice that's always with us. A lot of people find as they age they have to give up jogging or running. Having said that, I think I've talked with you about this before. There is some evidence that shows a little bit of running goes a long way to enhancing our longevity, and that could be as little as 5 minutes a day. And so I think if your knees and your hips and your back and the rest of you is in agreement, including a little bit of a jog or a run is beneficial. It's called high-intensity interval training, where you really up the intensity of your exercise for brief spurts, and it gets you a lot of health benefit.
A lot of people like to play sports. However, as you age, that can be a little bit dangerous, depending on the sport.
Well, again, you know, it does depend. People age differently. So, you know, people surely can still depending on their health and their joints, play maybe a less vigorous basketball game or tennis game than they played when they were younger. Golf, you know, I mean, sadly, golf courses are not always being designed to walk the course, but if you can play on a course where you can walk the course as you're golfing, I mean, I think there's a lot of sports that continue to give people pleasure. And then, you know, there are ones that are being designed for the aging boomer, like pickleball, for example, yeah, which has become very popular. So sports can be a really fun way to get your exercise in, and I think fun is critically important. Another fun way to get it in that is growing in popularity is dancing. There are more and more dance studios, and people are getting back into social dance of various kinds, and we know that that is not only good for the body, but also there's strong evidence to show it helps ward off dementia, so it's good for the brain too.
That pickleball is really gaining popularity. I do my walking a lot of it over at the Udall Center here in town, and I see on Sundays is pickleball day, and my goodness, there are people, Dr. Mazes, of all ages, and it looks like it's a lot of fun, and it's really catching on.
Yes, there you go.
We're going to take our break right here. We'll have more with Dr. Mazes, 790-2040. Perhaps you have a favorite way to deal with holiday stress. We would love to hear from you, but I've got a favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. My wife was up at Mona's this morning, and she picked up a Danish Kringle to take into a potluck at the office today, and others had the same idea because Steve and the team were very busy. Folks, it's a good idea to pick up something for the office party, and why not a Danish Kringle, which goes so well with the holiday season. We just love Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. You can go to their website. We suggest you do, monasdanishbakery.com, or go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There you will find a link to not only Mona's, but several dozen partners that we have that support our program. We'll be right back with Dr. Mazes. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I was reflecting on those beautiful poinsettias that we picked up. Three lovely ones, one in pink, one in kind of a combination red and white, and one in white that we picked up at Green Things last weekend. They have thousands of poinsettias at their location at 3384 East River Road. And a friend of mine said the correct name in Mexico, the plant is known as a ketlashoshi. So go by and Green Things and say, I'd like a ketlashoshi plant, and they can take care of you because they've got thousands of them in beautiful colors. GreenThingsAZ.com, that's the website, good starting place, or just go by their location on River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. We love Green Things. Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us on the live line. She's our contributor on health and the executive director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. And Dr. Mazes, that might be a little bit of a mind-body strategy. Just sit and in the living room and just admire a beautiful plant like I'm talking about, those poinsettias.
Absolutely. In fact, you're describing mindfulness meditation where your focus can be on a plant. It could be on your breath. It could be on the delicious meal that you're eating, that piece of chocolate that just tempted you, so enjoy it fully. Besides looking at a plant indoors, we have this amazing weather right now, so go outdoors and look at the mountains and take a deep breath, take a slight break from whatever you've been doing, and all of those can be incredibly helpful ways to just reduce those stressful feelings.
Following your breath, that seems to be a real easy way to kind of unwind for a little while, along with some breathing exercises.
Yes, and so as you know, I work with Dr. Andrew Weil, and he has popularized what's called the 4-7-8 breath, and people can Google Dr. Weil teaching this and see how he does it, but it is a breath counting activity, very easy, takes no equipment. It takes about 30 to 40 seconds to do. We recommend you do it twice a day, and it just helps to settle your nervous system. It tones the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the quieting side of your nervous system. And so that can be a really wonderful practice that can help settle you when you're feeling stressed or anxious.
And I do it twice a day with that breathing exercise. The morning one is the real critical one, but I've also found at night, right before bed, it's very helpful. Just some kind of a way, and it will relax you almost immediately. So there's something in our system that must respond to that. I'm not sure how it works, but I know it does work.
Well, I think it works in part when you do it regularly. And so your nervous system recognizes and responds very quickly, as you described. Sometimes the first time or two people do it, you know, they don't notice that much difference. But if you do it regularly, and as I said, it takes very little of your time, you will gradually notice that your body very rapidly responds to this signal. It's almost like a signal to your nervous system. Okay, we're going to go into relaxation mode now. We're going to leave that stressful feeling and relax. And so what a great tool to have.
There are some supplements that do help in relaxation as well, aren't there?
There are, but before we go to supplements, mm-hmm. We live in the age of technology,
sure.
So I do want to mention that there are some wonderful apps that one can use. A lot of them are free. On my phone, I have one called Insight Timer, Insight INSIGHT timer. It is free. If you have a smartphone, you can download this. They have more than 12,000 guided meditations,
wow.
Chants, music, and imagery. It's a wonderful tool. It's broken up in a lot of different ways. For example, if you're having a hard time falling asleep, there's a whole section on sleep. There's a section on relationships. And so whatever it is that is the focus of your stress, you might be able to fine-tune and find something that works just perfectly for you. And I think that these tools, which now can be in the hands of everyone essentially, are so useful because they gently guide you, and you just get to essentially lie there and listen and let the words and the music and the sounds take you into a relaxed state.
I'm more relaxed already just listening to you. Paul has been waiting on the live line quite a while, and I'm sorry, Paul, we didn't get to you sooner, but maybe you're starting to relax just listening to Dr. Mazes. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, this is one of my infrequent days off, but it's good to hear a doctor talk about these subjects. This is concerning exercise. At my company over in Ohio, we have three or four picnic parties in the afternoon, three or four a year, where we play a lot of active games, including soccer and softball and three-legged races and things like that. Now, recently, our company doctor at a meeting said, "Do not allow these young people to play, particularly kids, to play soccer, because there have been hundreds, I suppose, of injuries to the brain, and the girls have hurt their internal organs by getting kicked in the stomach, and a lot of broken facial bones. And I'm worried about lawsuits to the company. What's your opinion on soccer?"
Okay.
Well, I can't give you legal advice about your company's policies.
Of course not, but generally about soccer.
Well, yeah. I think what you have brought up, Paul, is important to recognize that that exercise has so many health benefits, from the benefits on mood, which we've been talking about, to helping prevent heart disease, which is the number one killer in the United States, to preventing cancer. But, you know, of course, there is a risk side to it, too. People sometimes get injured with exercise, and maybe the ones we're most aware of is the injuries that happen, for example, in football, mm-hmm. where brain injuries can occur and be, the initiation of terrible neurodegenerative diseases. The headbutting in soccer, people have the same worry. For sure, if you're hit in the face, there's the possibility of a broken bone. And so I think that we have to be aware that we, you know, choose carefully, and everything we do has benefits, and exercise has many, many, and some risks.
You know, getting back to the whole thing about the holidays and stress, and there is these, some folks do have what they call anxiety attacks. And I was just going to say that the breathing exercise that you were articulating, that Dr. Weil has talked so much about, really is helpful if you feel that you have kind of some kind of a little anxiety attack coming on, whether it be in the middle of the night, you wake up and you're really anxious about something, that breathing will help.
Yes, and you know, sometimes the simplest thing people can do is what we call deep abdominal breathing, where you simply put your hand on your belly And as you take a breath in, you should notice it really rise considerably. And as you breathe out, it should fall. Sometimes people put a book on their belly and notice that, but that's what we call diaphragmatic breathing. And when you're doing that kind of deep belly breathing, again, you're activating the quieting side of your nervous system, and that can very dramatically help when one's feeling anxious.
Someone had a quick question for you. Where can they get a hold of your book, Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility? Is that available on Amazon, or is there an updated version?
Oh, Amazon has everything, so
<Of course. laughs>
it is available there, and it's available at the library for free and in some bookstores and at Barnes & Noble, and so it shouldn't be too hard to find.
I hope you and yours have a joyous holiday season, Dr. Mazes, and we'll look forward to 2019, speaking with you in January. Thank you.
Thank you, and to all your listeners as well, a wonderful holiday season. Don't forget to breathe.
I'm doing it right now. Thank you, Dr. Mazes. Folks can learn more about Victoria Mazes on her website, Victoria Mazes, and that's M-A-I-Z, like zebra, ESMD.com. And, of course, you can follow her on Twitter at V, like Victoria Mazes. We'll be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, where we have local talk. We are committed, to say the least, to local talk here in Tucson, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's all local, folks, and that's good. That's good for the community. It's time for our insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with the gentleman who is our travel contributor. He's one of two dozen great people that I am so honored to have on board with this program. They're experts in their field. He's Ryan Hansen, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, serving travelers for more than 40 years, 75 at last count, Ryan, of your colleagues at the Bon Voyage offices, four of them in Arizona. They're ready right now. You can talk to these people right now, business hours, call them up. They will plan a trip of a lifetime.
They sure will. And what I think you mentioned, the number there, it is kind of surprising to most business colleagues of mine in Tucson. Thank you for the local conversation. Mm-hmm. We appreciate what you do here.
Thank you.
And glad that the station is committed to local. And that is part of our DNA as well. We have been locally owned and operated for coming up now on 43 years.
Whoa.
Tucson has been home. And Southern Arizona has been our bread and butter. But we do have a robust group of travel advisors. We're not just a couple, three people sitting in a little office in a grocery mall chain.
It's not a pass-through operation either. They're not just going to punch a button and put you through to somebody on an 800 number.
It's not transactional anymore, and nor should it be. People have expectations of having it be a collaborative experience, and that is what travel should be. It's all about engagement and being inspired by something new and different. And we're going to talk about, I think, some new and different things.
We are, Ryan. 2018, when it's December, I like to kind of think about the year that's just concluding and look ahead to 2019. 2018, I see the Travel and Leisure magazine, one of the better travel magazines. I subscribe to a lot of them, and they have named, Ryan Hansen, Japan the TNL destination of the year for 2018.
It's a beautiful spot, and somewhat, I don't want to use the word untapped, because it's not like people are going to say, oh, Japan, I've never heard of Japan, or I've never thought of going there. I have some other destinations where you may say, never thought of that. Japan is now becoming not just a trip to Kyoto or to Tokyo. It's about immersive experiences. And you can do it in multiple ways. And that's what we love to do at Bon Voyage, is not just put you in a cookie cutter trip that everybody else is doing. We try to look at different ways to go about it. And in Japan, you can be a very land immersive trip where you're really in depth into the authenticity of the culture. You could also see it by cruise ship, and not a lot of people think about that. They think,
Am
I just going to hit a couple of ports? No.
Gonna fly. Most people think about flying in, but I didn't think about the cruise angle.
And there's a couple cruise lines that have really understood what they're referring to in our industry, and I speak industry language sometimes, but to the general public, it's country immersive destinations. So instead of one or two stops in Japan on an Asian itinerary, it is circumnavigating the island of Japan, and every port of call is a Japanese port that is going to be different. Some are more industrial than others, and it gives you a more full picture of the country, the culture, and the experiences that are going to be counterculture to us Western civilized people in the United States, that is just eye-opening.
Ryan Hansen, one thing I am very much looking forward to in 2019, we'll be sitting down with you at the Bon Voyage Travel event in late February. We're going to kick around destinations we like. I'm going to surprise some people with my top 10, but that event is going to be at a different venue this year. When and where?
February 24th, so it's a Sunday this year, so a little bit different time frame. Mm-hmm. We got off of Super Bowl Sunday weekend, Super Bowl Saturday weekend, so we're at the Hilton El Conquistador. It's going to be 11 to 4, so it gives you plenty of time, and you don't have to be there the whole time. Go to our website, you have said that before, bvtravel.com, and look up for the travel showcase information, and the entire schedule of events will be there. This is an opportunity to engage one-on-one with a lot of our partners. You can engage one-on-one with our team, and you want to come ready to be inspired, to learn about a new destination, a new way of seeing maybe an old destination that you've been to before. And we have workshops that's possible, or the one-on-one engagement opportunities. And you spoke about the workshop. I may be most excited about is you and I getting back together, sharing the microphone in front of the public. We've done this before at our travel showcase.
We're going to expand it, though,
so
this time.
I think we're going to do a much more robust job of talking.
It's going to be interactive. I can't wait to hear from fellow travelers too. All right, let's get into some destinations, Ryan, that you have in front of you, the places that folks may not think would be at the top of their bucket list.
Okay, here's one. I don't know if it's in your 100 countries that you've touched on. Have you been to the Azores?
Twice.
Oh, I was trying to find one that I didn't think you had been to.
And I love it. The main island of San Miguel. There are 9 islands in the archipelago of the Azores. And I always tell people, if you like Hawaii, you will love the Azores. They are so green, but you don't have to worry about high humidity and very warm temperatures. It's spring all year round in the Azores, 60 to 70 degrees.
Which is an amazing thing.
It
and
is.
So, and you can get there in multiple ways,
yes.
You can get there by plane. Right. It's a little more challenging that way. There's also cruise options.
Azores Air, they've got a couple of really nice Airbuses operating nonstop pretty much now every day out of Boston. That's their hub for the United States. Mm-hmm. Here's what I like. You're in Europe in 4 hours and 15 minutes flying from west to east to the Azores.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And that's not, again, a destination when you think about, I want to go to Europe. It's not one of the first stops that you think of. Most people think London, Rome, Paris, maybe Barcelona, expand a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And now the Azores, that's, I think, a great spot, as you mentioned, for somebody who's looking for a beach-type destination,
yeah,
very
beaches.
Green, very fertile.
Oh, hiking.
But there's
volcanoes.
Amazing.
And some really great hotels there. And the cruise option, so many cruises stop in the Azores. I have a friend that does tours. He's a land guy that does the once folks arrive by cruise.
Perfect.
He's terrific. And he's busy when the cruise season really gets going almost every day.
That's
They've got a lot of cruises coming and going.
One of our insider tips is a lot of people say, well, I don't want to deal with that over the water flight. I just don't want to be on a plane that long. I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unsettling for me. Well, what we would recommend is a transatlantic that stops in the Azores. That way you can relax and enjoy the journey to the destination a little bit better than sometimes the airlines make it be for you.
And it's a great stopping off point to go over to Europe if you want to fly to Lisbon, stop in the Azores first, go on to Lisbon and Portugal. So I could talk about the Azores. As you can tell, I'm all jazzed. I didn't know that was going to be one of your destinations.
How about
hit
that?
Me with another
I'm
one.
I'm going to hit you with another one. And a lot of people, the Caribbean has been in the news recently, the last year and a half or so with the hurricane situations, but things have died down. And the Caribbean is coming back and coming back in a big way. But one of the islands that not a lot of people talk about, one of the destinations is Anguilla. And a lot of people don't think of it, but it is untapped. This is that spot where
great
not
beaches.
A lot of people go to it. And that, from a Caribbean standpoint, I think that may be a deterrent. If you're going to one of the major ports of call in the Caribbean, people feel like, oh, I don't want to be rubbing shoulders. I want relaxed, great beaches, untapped. Anguilla is a great option.
It is.
And
the way to get there, it's really easy. Get into St. Martin, the international airport, really coming back. The airport was destroyed delayed in the hurricane, but they are really making progress. Then you take a puddle jumper or a little boat over to Anguilla, and it's like a flight, I think, of about 10 minutes, or the boat is about 30 minutes. So great destination, great beaches there.
You bet. I think I may round out our mm-hmm. three today and just wet the whistle of our listeners, and then they say we've got to come to
the
travel showcase.
I could do this for an hour, and we'll be doing close to that over at the travel show.
But okay. How about Ireland is coming back in a big way.
It.
And that whole area, obviously with the royal weddings that have happened, it brought a lot of showcase to England and the UK, but a lot of people are talking about Ireland. You can't go wrong with a trip to Dublin and Belfast, and there's some amazing opportunities that we can provide you. You could actually spend the night in Ashford Castle.
Ooh.
And really ramp up your experience. That's one that you talk about at dinner parties, and I love those experiences.
Been to Dublin, done the kind of the east side of Ireland, but if we were to go back, and I hope we do someday, I would love to do the west coast, the Shannon area.
It's a beautiful countryside, and we have some partners of ours that I think the best way to see Ireland is by car.
Yeah.
Not in a bus, not mm-hmm. and have a guide with you in
right.
the car. That way they're going to get you around and you can enjoy the countryside, have stop over for a beverage at one of the pubs, and really have a great day and enjoy the time not having to deal with directions.
That is such a good tip, Ryan, because I have had friends who regretted renting the car and driving themselves very narrow roads mm-hmm. through the village. It was really
sounds
kind of
great
and go.
When you're planning it. Oh, honey, we'll drive our way.
Have a driver. That is the way to go. So much to talk about, as usual. As folks can tell, I do get energized, Ryan, about travel.
I love talking travel with you. I know this is your favorite segment. I won't tell your other guests.
No, please don't, because I've got a guest waiting. He's going to think it's my favorite segment is his coming up.
The secret is between you and me.
There you go. BVTravel.com. That is the starting place, the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure, and we will talk to you very soon. Thank you,
sir. Happy holidays, Bill.
Same to you, and all the best. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improved regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I want to tell you about Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. My wife was by there today on her way to work. They're located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. She decided to bring a Kringle into the potluck at the office today, and she wasn't alone. There were several other ladies there from different offices around town buying Kringles to take in to the potluck. So I think it's a great idea. Stop by Mona's Danish Bakery, the home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner Swan and Sunrise. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. Of course, there's also a link on my website, buckmastershow.com, to Mona's. And there's also a link to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, which is one of our great sponsors, too. We strongly suggest that Tucsonans take the three-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. That's the great starting place. The website shows all of the great places to stay and so many recreation opportunities in historic Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Let's talk about Valley Fever now with Dr. John Galgiani. Dr. Galgiani is the director of the Valley Fever Center for Excellence at the University of Arizona. He's also a professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the UA Colleges of Medicine in Tucson and Phoenix. He's a member of the UA Bio 5 Institute and medical director of the Banner University Medical. Well, we already said that. In other words, you wear a lot of titles. How are you doing, Dr. Galgiani?
Pretty much most of them these days have to do with Valley Fever, though.
That's kind of their build around Valley Fever. I mean, that is your specialty. Some good news, and we've talked before, Dr. Galgiani, here on the program, about that local, not only, I guess just not in Tucson, but really Arizona doctors don't necessarily think about Valley Fever when someone presents with symptoms that clearly could be Valley Fever.
That's right. It's for a variety of reasons. That one of the big ones is that many doctors who set up practice here actually trained where this disease is very rare. And so they never actually had a chance to really learn about it. But also, I think other doctors who have been here just haven't really realized how important this disease is. Actually, in Banner that you were talking
yes.
about now with this merger and with the Valley Fever Center, which is part of the U of A.
Part of the U of A.
Working collaboratively with the Banner Group, we actually have access to some of the electronic medical records. And I have discovered over the last couple of weeks as we've been looking at this, that we can now, for the Banner physicians, now I'm talking about the primary care doctors that are just your go-to physician, family practice, or general medicine, they actually, about half of them, a little bit over half of them, over the past 2 years, ordered one test or less in their entire practice for Valley Fever. And it's a laboratory diagnosed disease. So those half of the doctors that practice primary care in Banner have not looked for the disease more than one time in 2 years.
Wow.
I know about Banner because I am part of that collaboration now, but and it's probably true for all other groups as well. I don't think this is only for Banner.
What would someone present with that may not raise a red flag? What would some of the symptoms be? that maybe wouldn't raise a red flag previously with the doctors.
Right. Well, yeah. We think that it's, you know, pneumonia, for example. If you are told that you have pneumonia, especially walking pneumonia, so that you're sent home with an antibacterial drug, there's about a one chance out of four that it's due to valley fever, which is a fungal infection, not a bacterial infection. So that's actually a big chunk of that diagnosis. And then other persistent symptoms like being tired, very tired. I'm talking about can't get up to go to work, kind of tired, along with aches and pains. Desert rheumatism is a synonym of valley fever. And we're actually trying to figure out exactly what the best cluster of symptoms would be to trigger a diagnosis. But pneumonia is clearly, if you have chest pain, cough, fevers, weight loss, all of those kinds of things, in Tucson would really be something to look for valley fever as a cause of that.
So, Dr. Galgiani, would it be appropriate for a primary care physician, if someone is presenting with what seems like pneumonia, for the doctor to actually order a test for the pneumonia and for valley fever?
Well, it turns out that if you get pneumonia, that diagnosis, essentially very little further diagnostics are typically done around the country. That is, you're started on an antibacterial drug that would typically treat that process without any further diagnostics. Valley fever, however, you would not automatically treat for that unless you got a diagnosis. And yes, we're recommending that physicians, if they make a new diagnosis of pneumonia, that they include as part of that initial evaluation the blood test for COXIE.
And if someone is listening right now and they have gone to a doctor and been told you have pneumonia, they really, and perhaps the antibiotic they have been given has done nothing for them, that would be kind of a red flag that it might be valley fever.
That's right. And in fact, it turns out there's state evidence that people who know about valley fever before they get sick get a diagnosis of their diagnosis of valley fever faster than people who've never heard of valley fever before they get sick, because they ask their doctor, do you think that's what it is, and maybe I should be tested for it.
Wow. And so it's a very simple blood test, is that correct?
That's the most common way
to determine.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you get results fairly quickly or what? Or is it more complex than
it's
perhaps?
Usually 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
It depends on where you live. It goes to a referral lab, but the test is overnight.
How about Dr. Galgiani in teaching these young doctors? Are they getting any more training about valley fever or no?
Well, not only the young doctors, but just this year, we have rolled out a implementation of a new clinical practice across Banner. And this is going to be an effort for all those primary care doctors within Banner to rethink their practice. And we're actually going to each of the 39 clinics across Phoenix and Tucson and do the training programs to show them when to look for it and then how to manage the disease, in most cases, very likely without actually having to refer the patients to specialists, because this is a very common disease. And I think primary care doctors very, very likely would be the best people to take care of this without having to get another doctor involved.
Yeah, they're on the front line. Dr. Galgiani, how does 2018 shape up as far as cases of valley fever?
It's up a little bit from last year. There was actually a big peak starting about this time last year, and there was news about that. And in fact, the CDC wrote about it last month. But I think it's tailed off. And time will tell whether we see more. So this is really valley fever season right now because it's an incubation of 1 to 3 weeks. So before the winter rains start is when we see a lot of new cases. So we've actually been seeing several new cases. I've had friends of mine who have come down with it in the last 2 weeks.
What is the treatment? You said it's a fungal and it's viral. So is there any kind of a treatment?
So it is fungal. It's not a virus.
Oh, it's not.
That's
virus.
Good.
Okay. All right.
They are very different.
All right.
But this is a fungus, and the spores, you inhale them. They live in the dirt when they're not in the air. And fortunately, many people who get diagnosed may not need treatment at all. Once the diagnosis is made, it's valuable to know that so you can stop doing all sorts of other things that you might be doing if you didn't know that. But it's only a small subset of patients who typically really we know absolutely should be treated. And then there's a whole unknown about the people who will get better on their own, whether they're treated or not, whether treatment is very valuable.
Can you address it all? And we only have a very little amount of time, but let's don't forget about animals that get valley fever.
Oh, we can't forget about them.
No.
Dogs have three times the problem that humans do. Veterinarians are very interested in this. And as we've talked about before, we're very hopeful that we might have a vaccine in the next 3 years to prevent that in dogs and as a staging ground maybe to bring it to humans as well.
The vaccine would be given before any symptoms, before the animal displayed any symptoms. Is that correct?
That's right. It would be a preventive vaccine to keep them from getting it. It's not really a treatment.
Are they doing testing?
We are, actually. We have some early studies underway. I don't have results today,
okay,
but we will shortly.
Dr. Galgiani, who is the Valley Fever Center for Excellence Director, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And this is good news, I think, coming down the pike about Valley Fever and getting physicians up to speed on it. Thank you, Dr. Galgiani.
My pleasure.
Hope you have a great holiday season.
And you too.
And I like your button that you're wearing. H-O-3. That's for ho, ho, ho. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of my friend Bob Dio on the other side of the glass and Dr. John Galgiani, we all hope you have a great afternoon and evening.